From JMI Wealth, Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
Did I see inflation dipping in America? Is it really coming to an end? Is it possible?
Well, we're wondering as to whether or not we've seen peak inflation or not, and it's all contributing to us starting Monday morning, New Zealand, in an interesting place. It's all very positive, Mike. Very positive, strongly positive close to the US share market on Friday night. We haven't seen that in a while, and you're helping out that sort of positive vibe was this report on US inflation. We can't get enough of inflation at the moment, can we? So, look, there's a couple of measures. Well, there's probably more, but there's a couple of major measures of inflation in the US. You've got that standard consumer price index that comes from the US Bureau of Labor Stats. That's running at 8.3%, so that's off the charts. But on Friday, we had the release of the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of core inflation. It's called the US Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, PCE inflation, and it has dipped for the second month in a row. So I said, we're asking this question now, have we seen peak inflation? Now, for the record, PCE inflation, the core price index, rose 0.3% in April. Now, that's the smallest increase that we've seen recorded in a year and a half since sort of the end of 2020, and it was helped by lower gasoline prices. Now, the only issue I have here is that we might see those lift up again in May. We'll have to wait and see. But the rate of inflation over the whole year has now slowed to 6.3%. So as you can see, big difference between the CPI inflation and the PCE inflation. Now, we haven't really got time to talk about whether or not inflation has peaked. That's another story. But what was insightful this week is the share market reaction. Now, share markets have been falling recently, as you hadn't noticed, with the S&P 500 falling briefly towards that technical bear market, which is a 20% fall from the peak. But last week, the price action, particularly into the end of the week, has been more constructive. And for those of you out there that don't know, constructive is market code for it went up. Now, this is a big turnaround in fortunes, Mike. I mean, the US dollar terms, the S&P 500 has gone down 7 weeks in a row. So last week, that rather depressing statistic has changed, and it changed in reasonably dramatic fashion as well. The S&P 500 up 6.6% last week. Nice move, a material move. The NASDAQ, the tech index, that's been under a lot of pressure. That was up 6.8%, Mike, there. Now, that's in US dollar terms. The story in New Zealand dollar terms is a little bit different because we've had a weak New Zealand dollar over the past sort of couple of months. So that tends to buffer the effect on New Zealand shareholders. But a very welcome relief from that relentless downward pressure. For those crypto people out there, Bitcoin still under $30,000, still under a bit of pressure. But this risk-on move lifted the New Zealand dollar as well. It's back over 65 cents. So we're starting the week in positive fashion, Mike.
Good. Well, what about the consumer here? How's that going?
Well, yeah, lots of concern about consumer spending. So we are anticipating a bit of a hit to household disposable income as the effect of those higher interest rates sort of makes itself felt on mortgage borrowers as those cheap fixed interest rates roll off. So we're keeping a close eye on indicators that give us insight into the consumer. Now, Friday we had the release of the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence, and for May it's fallen 2 points to 82.3. Now, consumer confidence hit a record low back in March, and on that index was around 77. So it is slightly better than that at 82.3, but it's still at historically very low, very depressed levels. Now, Mike, the best indicator for spending is the proportion of people who believe now is a good time to buy a major household item. Now, it has fallen even further. It's fallen 7 points to minus 30. And bar the spike down in March 2020, this is just at very, very low levels. So if you combine the business outlook, ANZ business outlook response, with the consumer confidence response, that composite indicator gives you a very good read on GDP, on growth. It's sort of a leading indicator on growth. And it really does highlight the risk at the moment of a hard landing. Now, I would comment, that's not the ANZ's forecast, but it's a very real possibility at the moment.
I think it's a massive red flag. What are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones. So look at this, up 575 points on Friday. 33,212 was the close. That's a 1.76 gain. The S&P 500 was up 100 points. That's almost a 2.5% gain on Friday, 4,158. And the NASDAQ was up 3.33%. up 390 points, closing at 12,131. The FTSE 100 up 20 points, 7585. The Nikkei up 0.66%, 26,781. The Shanghai Composite up 7,3130. The ASX 200 gained 77 points, over 1%, 7,182. And we bucked that trend, but I think we'll go up today. We bucked the trend, went down 38 points, 11,065. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, 0.6526 against the US, 0.9115 Aussie, 0.6086 euro, 0.5169 pounds. Japanese yen, 83.05. Gold holding at $1,853.72. And here's the little bit of a worry, Mike. Brent crude pushing back towards the $120 a barrel. It's $119.43, and that's not good.
No, it is not. You see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much, Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.